Obviously, A.J. Hinch, we've been talking a little bit to people about where they were when Kerry Carpenter hit the home run. There's a couple things I want to look back and look forward. First, looking back, was it slightly annoying yesterday that former Tiger Matt Boyd was really good? Just because, you know, you're in a playoff game, and I'm not, like, mad at Matt Boyd. I just, like, I don't ever remember Matt Boyd being this good.
Because he wasn't. Because he wasn't ever close. Did you see when they showed his career stats with the Tigers? His career ERA was like 4.9 or something like that. His career whip was like 1.35.
And he was steady-ish, but he was what he was. He was a guy, when they had a bad baseball
team.
He
gave you innings.
He was a guy that was going to go out there and hold the opponent to 5 or 6 runs every time out. And... But he'd get you 6 innings while doing it. And he's apparently the nicest guy in the world. So I'm watching this game, and there was a picture that went viral, I guess, after the game, of Scooble and Boyd walking together after the game in the bowels of Progressive Field. And, like, Scooble talked about what a big part Matt Boyd was of his career. And then I'm sitting there getting frustrated going, are Tigers about to lose this game to Mac frickin' Boyd? But you know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah, I'm looking at his career numbers now, and, you know, with the Tigers in 2021, his last year with the Tigers before he moved, he actually left and came back, but he had a 3.89 earned run average in 15 starts. Okay, that's pretty good. Those were the best numbers he had put up by far in a season with the Tigers. Then he goes on to Seattle in 2022, pitches in 10 games out of the bullpen, and in 13 and a third innings, give up 5 hits and 2 runs. Comes back to the Tigers for the 23 season last year. Made 15 starts with the Tigers with a 5.45 ERA.
So he saved his worst for us.
Yeah. Literally, with the Tigers in 8 years, 4.92 earned run average. In 8 starts with Cleveland this year, at a 2.72.
Wow.
So, yes, was it frustrating? You betcha. And watching a guy go up there with 2 pitches, a fastball and a changeup.
Yep.
You know, I mean, those are... Does the wide range, right? You got the fastball that goes, you know, low to mid 90s, and then you've got the changeup that goes in the mid 80s, low to mid 80s. And okay, that's all you really need.
Yeah.
But you'd think hitters should be able to adjust to it at some point, because prior to the last couple of years, every hitter in Major League Baseball didn't seem to have an issue with it.
I mean, I guess the other thing is, the series starts with a 7-0 shutout, and then you're 8 innings into game 2, and the Tigers haven't scored a run, and you're going, okay, 17 innings into this thing, and the Tigers don't have a run, so maybe it's not Matt Boyd, maybe it's the Tigers. But it was just weird to see Matt Boyd mowing them down. That's one. Two is, if this team is going to reach its potential... I mean, Torque is 0 for the postseason. Riley Green is 2 for 15. I trust this coaching staff, and we've seen it. I mean, you hope it can happen quickly with Torque, but he needs to get back in the lab. He needs to get back in the lab and figure something out, because I think he's 0 for 12 with 7 strikeouts in the postseason. And look, it might just be a stretch, but I trust A.J. Hinch and his staff will be on it. I know there's some growing frustration over Torque's at-bats, but I always feel like he's one swing away, you know?
Yeah, and look, he's not the only one that struggled in the postseason. I don't think Colt Keith has a hit yet, does he?
I don't think he does either, Gator, but Colt Keith has not started every game. Do you guys even think about sitting Torque at all, or is he, you pencil him in every day still?
I think his defense is helpful to this team. So, is Cobb left or right-handed? I forget which he is. But Colt Keith is 0-for-9 so far. He's played in all 4 games, but he didn't start.
It's a righty.
He's a righty. So, I mean, you could sit him if you want to and set him up, try to set him up for success against a lefty when they come in the game and maybe pitch hit. But I think he's too valuable as a first baseman right now for this team. And why mess with the mojo if it's working? I mean, he's not hitting, but he's contributing in other ways. And as long as you're contributing in other ways, that's fine. Is he seeing enough pitches? You know, that's another thing. If you're seeing pitches, that helps the rest of the team, because the rest of the team sees that you're seeing. So, I mean, I guess it's a long way to go to try to protect Torque and keep him out on the field, and yet I would totally understand if they decided, you know what, we need somebody who's going to give us a better chance to hit.
Right.
Yeah, because everybody else seems like, hey, you know, they help the team by coming in whenever they're needed, you know? I think Riley Green and Parker Meadows, of course, those guys are going to be in the lineup every day. But I don't know if you put Torque in that category. If he can't hit, you kind of hope, like, everyone. I think everyone keeps thinking he's going to come through at some point.
I do. I have to admit, I do.
Yeah, I keep waiting for him to just crush it to left field. He does lead the team in pitches per plate appearance. He sees 5 pitches per plate appearance,
he's got a few walks. You got the numbers in front of you?
I do.
How many walks does he have?
He has drawn 3 walks. And Colt Keith has drawn 5 walks.
Got it.
So the two guys that aren't hitting, they are sort of getting on base. I mean, yep. Torkelson's on base percentage is 200. It's not great. 357 for Colt Keith, despite the fact he doesn't have a hit.
Well, things for AJ to think about. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Bill. You're next on 97 on the ticket. Hello, Bill.
Hey, how you doing there, guys?
We're good, Bill.
Yeah, you touched on it already about putting Job in to pitch.
Yep.
I was hoping you'd do it. Just get rid of that bad taste and, you know.
Well, the funny thing about it is if you look deep into that outing, there were numbers there and there were guys on base. There was really no hard contact, and so that's encouraging.
It wasn't that bad of an outing.
No, he could have gotten out of it, but unfortunately in that game, the defense didn't.
Okay.
No, he didn't look rattled at all. The defense kind of let him down. He had the hard hit ball to Torkelson that he fields, but doesn't throw it well, and then Rodgers doesn't pick up the bounce and, you know, run scores, and then you had the pop-up to right field and foul territory to Vierling makes the catch, but hesitates in throwing it home. And then, you know, doesn't get him out at the plate. So they could have gotten out of the inning if the defense was up to snuff, but they weren't. It's okay. They got past it. They moved on.
I was kind of like Doug there. I was getting kind of antsy because there was no runs coming in. It felt like it could be a one-run game. I said, come on, get a run in here, guys.
Well, Doug was right. First team
and
to one.
And then it happened.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible.
This time I didn't go and flick over to TMZ.
Oh, is that you, Bill?
This is me.
Oh, my God. So, you know, we got people saying that when they got nervous, they flipped to TMZ because of you.
That's hilarious. Yeah. I've been enjoying it. I'm getting hooked on your show.
Oh, good. Good. Odyssey in Canada, right?
Yep.
Well, it's working in Canada, apparently. So, hey, thank you for listening, Bill, and thanks for the story.
Right on.
You know, Bill, last week, for people missed his call, it was one of the Astros games late in the game. Got too nervous. Start watching TikToks on TMZ. Correct me if I'm wrong. Does he not? He doesn't. He's right in their main demographic, don't you think, for TikTok and TMZ?
100%. Yeah.
Isn't he like square bullseye of what they're looking for?
18 to 35 male, yeah.
Canadian male, 18 to 35.
Born in 1835, is that what he said?
That's what he said.
I'm sorry, man. I must have misheard you.
Bill's listening, Kag.
No, he's probably on TikTok right now.
Yeah, well, listen, if Bill knows TikTok, Bill knows everything else.
All right, some Tigers spoke today. We'll hear the best of what they had to say. Get to more of your phone calls and feedback. What a day. What a game yesterday. What a day tomorrow is going to be. 3:08 first pitch. Tigers and Guardians at Comerica Park, Game 3 of the ALDS. 97-1, the ticket.